Do you live in public housing, or is there any near where you live? The New South Wales government wants to mix more private and public housing, an idea it's revealed in the latest 10-year public housing reform plan. This will involve knocking down some existing housing and rebuilding it with a ratio of 70 private dwellings to 30 public dwellings. The government will also be increasing the use of private rental assistance by 60% in a bid to help vulnerable people avoid or leave social housing. So will the latest plan be enough to address those in need? We're joined by Mary Perkins, Executive Officer of New South Wales Shelter, to help find out more. Good morning, Mary. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good.
So the government wants to change the makeup of communities by mixing more public with private housing. Do you think that's a good idea?
There's nothing particularly wrong with that idea. And generally our comment is we need more public housing. And so I guess for us, in terms of this announcement, the devil is in the detail, which are things that we're not sure about. Will the new housing be simply replacement housing, or will it bring additional housing to the system? We actually need additional housing in the housing system as well as new housing. So there certainly is potential to use the value of the land in order to make the system better, but we need to know much more before we can say whether or not it's going to produce what's needed. But we actually are concerned also about these statements where indicating that more and more people will have to be housed in the private rental market, because our private rental market provides neither secure or affordable housing to low-income households. And a survey done by National Shelter just last November showed that throughout the country, in every capital, private rental housing was simply not affordable to households in the lower two-fifths of the population grouping. And in Sydney, that got even worse and went into the third fifth, so the bottom three-fifths people were having trouble affording private rental housing. So for us, what's not here, it's yet another statement from a welfare portfolio about how to deal with its business, but what's not here is a whole of government commitment to make our housing system fair for everybody. Because what happens in our public housing system in many ways is the demand for it and all the rest of it, the price of it, etc., are dictated by what happens in our private markets. And our private markets have spent the last 20 years with unprecedented levels of inflation and speculative investment, which has meant our private housing, both for ownership and for rental, is unaffordable for many, many households. They in turn then have to look to the public system or to, other more substandard forms of housing to get themselves housed. So we really need a much broader government commitment to what happens in our housing system and how it delivers to lower income households.
There's also talk of demolishing existing social housing dwellings. We're seeing it happening in, I think, Millers Point here in Sydney. What's the danger of knocking these places down and rebuilding new places in your eyes?
In theory, the idea of knocking down older housing that is past what they call its economic use by time, which is when it becomes more expensive to maintain than it is to start again, has some uses. And certainly there's better examples in Western Sydney where they've knocked down older estates and with greater densities produced a mixed state. And, Bonnie Rig is an uncompleted example of that. So in theory, it's a way of using... Millers Point's a bad example because they were simply selling out of Millers Point. But some of the other estates is where they're redeveloping the estate, getting greater density. That means putting more dwellings on the site and getting a mixed tenure community. So you'd have a mix of homeowners, a mix of private tenants and a mix of public housing tenants. And you theoretically should be able to get more social housing and affordable rental housing out of that deal. So that's got some advantages because some of the old housing estates were built in the old ways with large quarter-acre blocks and what have you. So there's land that can be used in order to house, an increasing population in Sydney.
All right. Well, it's very, very good to talk to you, Mary. Thanks so much for clearing some of those things up for us this morning on 2SER.
Okay. Thank you.